tumbleweed bites you?
That was later. I was bitten by a radioactive tumbleweed.
Rattlesnake?
So it's all out? Everything's radioactive?
No. The rabbits aren't radioactive.
As 12 giant red scorpions crest the hill.
And spiders aren't radioactive. I mean, who would believe that?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like those golden geckos. Jeez, those guys are scary.
Fire geckos.
All right. You guys need to think on your feet. What are you doing now? Other than throwing birds at green pigs.
All right,
Yes, I noticed you playing that game, Ryan.
Honestly, I think our best bet at this point is just...
charge?
Yeah, because we have no way of sneaking them in unless we blow a hole in the back door.
All right, here's the plan. We go in, we kill everyone in there.
What is it with you is mass destruction?
I used to work for the Cabal, you know.
He got you there.
I think if we go in and lock the doors, we should be okay. We can deal with them in small increments.
By the way, do the doors have locks?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we can at least bar them if they don't have locks.
I suppose we'll be discussing the bathroom.
Why aren't those three walking to the bathroom? Girls always have to have company when they go to the bathroom.
Oh.
Now wash my hand. It's dirty.
Are there,
the dust is back. I don't think you want me washing your hands.
Is there a window in the door?
No.
Okay, I'll be on the other
side. Remember, I touched the peasants!
The moment your hand moves forward, the dust stops.
Magic powers.
you move your hand away, the dust starts up again.
I told you it was dirty. Maybe he dust likes it.
Alright, I'm gonna deal cards for when you guys decide to randomly start murdering people. I guess I shouldn't say randomly start murdering people.
Well, they're going to figure out soon that we're unable to get in, considering that we're supposed to have some sort of distraction going on or something.
Based on the noise coming from the trapdoor, I think Liam's been eating too many donuts.
Jessica, you're first. Ivan looks miserable.
I had a miserable week the entire week.
Your eyes are red.
Doesn't surprise me.
So perhaps we should wait.
What was in the kitchen when I went in there?
A few tables. Stove.
Alcohol?
Not really.
Damn it.
Are you doing what Tony suggested and set the building on fire?
No. I was going to gather the majority of the people into one central area and distract them.
Oh, wait. That won't work. It's metal.
It is metal.
Metal doesn't catch on fire.
Yeah, wait a second.
I can tell a story.
Fire is still the best option. Isn't that right, Steven?
He doesn't care. So what I can try and do, I'm going to try and gather as many people as I can, and I'm going to tell a story about this random adventure about these crazy peoples and the werewolf.
Alright, so you're going to lure everyone here. Give me a persuasion check. Anyone else want to try their card? Folk hero?
What's that do?
9.
Play after... You save a group from dire... No. 9. Okay, so. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Spread them out. 8, 9.
All right, well, Jessica's distracted when I go to the door, and I'm going to try and get everyone else to come in.
Yeah, you guys be the guards, the doorman. Act like you're doing your job.
Is that just right, though?
All right. Once upon a time, I heard of a werewolf that was eating Germans. I hate to admit that happens. Come on, Hans. Didn't you die? Great.
I do recall meeting a German by the name of Hans. He was one of the first ones to go.
You're that Hans, you couldn't stand up to a werewolf.
try to lift the hatch, am I able to see the lock or anything?
On the hatch?
Yeah.
No. As I said, it's just straight up barred from the other side.
I guess I will.
Okay, so you're still up here?
I thought that's what... We don't have a reason to get down there, do we?
We were going to go in the front.
Oh, okay.
Because there was no way to get through the top.
Yeah.
I hope.
Okay, Ivan's holding. Put that sideways. Tony.
Oh my toe!
Metal hurts, don't it?
Ow!
What'd you do that for?
Let's go kick down the door!
Metal hurts, doesn't it?
Ow!
Alec.
Someone. Couldn't you have done that earlier?
I'm sorry, the card. I reacted as fast as I could.
Oh! Damn!
Ayana's distracting them. Everyone move in.
Oh.
I already messed up my action, so I can't go.
Move in. Where is he?
Go through that door, other door in the back. Follow the hallway.
I go that way.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Are you running?
Nah. I don't want to get too far ahead of everybody else.
5, 6.
I'm a tank.
Alright. And the men. And you continue telling your story.
Yeah, I'll go in.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Wow, really? There was a crazy old man? There's always a crazy old man.
There's always a crazy woodsman.
He had bear traps? Haha!
Yeah,
that stupid Englishman, it was so funny. I could imagine an English guy jumping down and landing in a bear trap. Hey, shut up!
It's American.
It was an American guy.
Oh. Even better! His lieutenant's like, hey, bang off.
Makes them tell another story of that.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Alright.
Great.
Jesse, continue telling.
Tony's gonna get himself killed.
Give me a persuasion roll.
18,
21, 21.
Plus
4. 25. That's minus 6 on all their notice checks. Big normal stuff. All of them are like.
It's because it was like, and he enjoyed the women.
Do you have the spruce for your blood claws or whatever you had that was people?
Space Alan. Wolves?
Yeah, well, blood claws is. What they're basically.
Alec,
I didn't never bought a box of them.
Oh, okay.
Because there weren't boxes.
I move it
of them.
A bit over. Ah.
But you can look in my Space Marine bits, see if you have
move.
Have what you need.
Yeah. Okay.
3, 4, 5. Alternatively, you should just use my models.
Yeah. Well.
Ivan.
I just finished assembling one.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, I have one left because I ran out of melee weapons.
Yes.
You could quadruple your forces. If not more.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'll use them. I'll use yours, too. All
right, that's your action. What are you doing?
I will walk inside.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Please can be
smack the guy in the face.
If you manage to sit there and distract him long enough that we kill him,
and then there's this Frenchman vampire. Frenchman.
Yeah. Oh. I bet he was seductive. Who the heck? I share a bunk with you!
8. 8?
That will hit Pauly Stevens.
The Rippers are taking care of a gang problem.
because
they robbed the landlady.
The landlady commanded it, so...
Just a hit.
Huh?
Just a hit. Okay.
You guys robbed your landlady?
No.
Someone robbed our landlady. And then for us to keep
the
watch,
they set it up as a Nidifer gang, they did it. So if the landlady came to them to get help to go kill somebody else, so they had justification to kill somebody, if they want to get rid of,
you
at the same time they profit by stealing from the landlady.
Jessica is still persuading.
That would be beneficial.
Alright.
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That wasn't me.
That wasn't you? Okay.
No.
Then he will call out for help. They get notice checks. Oh, you're right.
I said Alex in the group.
Of what? What does that mean?
We're just making fun.
You're not evil enough.
So Ryan, what you should check is under that blanket, in that box.
He unshakes, but that's it. He'll call out for help.
Okay, so it's all down here.
I think some of your space marines are also... All your space marines are up in your the clear drawer. And
that's where all my space marines are.
Oh, your sprues? Yeah, I don't know where
those are. Nope, and that's good enough. Basically, six.
There's some sprues and that's a little tackle box.
Okay.
Well.
Okay.
He also has quite a few actually in his room. Your space marines. A bunch of wolfing and uses now.
Ivan, you're up next.
Walk up. Stab.
We can only get three people in combat, can't we?
You get you get one
gang
up.
What I get? I got a one and a five, so a six.
Six will hit.
If you shake him, he gets a wound.
D6 and D4.
No, he shakes him.
No, three. I shook him.
Yep,
yeah,
three.
He unshook.
Oh.
Three will not do anything. He will go next. He'll call for help again. Basically, now it's only at minus four.
See you all tomorrow if I don't turn into a popsicle.
Uh-oh.
Someone heard him.
One guy heard him. More guys heard him.
Nope, they didn't because of penalties. All right, so these guys closest to the door actually kind of go, huh?
Oh.
Is Rudo standing there?
Yes, he's waiting to... get them alone.
Yeah.
Because he will jump all three of them. Because rippers are crazy like that.
Yes.
Oh, and he now gets to actually attack. He draws his saber and he'll go ahead and swing at minus two. His parry is a... or his fighting's a D8.
You guys got this. I'll help Rudo out.
Miss.
Yeah, I think Rudo needs that help.
As these three guys are kind of like... What? You here?
Eight.
Hits.
Gang up.
Yeah. And for it.
Five.
Will not even shake it.
So wait, doesn't Florentine add one to damage too?
No. Just one to hit. By the way, he has a horse according to the stats.
Oh, yeah.
I want a horse.
Okay. Your guys' NPCs. Actually, he'll go ahead and go on hold. Tony will come in here and begin hitting him with his club. Being Tony, he'll go ahead and wild attack. That's a seven. That's eight.
12.
16.
19.
21. 21. That's three wounds.
Tony's really good.
Holly burns his first Benny.
What the fuck?
Tony's very good at removing.
He burned burn his second Benny. He gets one wound.
Oh my god.
Two wounds and shaken.
What the hell?
Jessica, it sounds like it's getting rowdy back there.
What?
No, obviously the mutant. I need to start role playing out the fringe vampire then.
Okay. And then he reached for my neck.
11
plus 4 is 15.
Alright, so they're at minus 3 instead of minus 2.
Mm-hmm.
Alec. You might as well step up and swing because they're going to start attacking you.
Okay.
Hi. Quack!
Four.
Four will miss. Rudo's still holding, waiting. He'll go ahead and go here. He'll have the drop. Not like he'll need it. A 12.
What did he hit with?
Club.
Bonk.
You're going to need to finish killing off these guys before they can...
Was that Voodoo with the Joker or that?
Nope, that's minions. Alright, the boss attempts to unshake. He's actually at because of the Joker. He will unshake because of the Joker. Now all the guys will get notice checks. I'll basically roll for that group because they actually are closer to noticing. Nope, they don't notice. And then I'll roll for the remaining three groups. No, oh, there's a 4. 5 minus 1 is 4, so 3 of them are suddenly more suspicious.
There's 3 more to go. That's all they can do this turn.
Alright. Ruta. Crap on a stick. That's a 5 because he's wild attacking at this point because he needs to get the hell out of there. And 9. They're starting to pay attention! Tony will continue wild attacking. 9. That'll hit.
8.
10. That's another wound. He's out of bennies.
Whack!
I'm good at beating people with a stick!
That's inhumane!
Right.
I'm gonna put him out of his misery!
Tony, the crazy-ass, evil, cultist, racist prick.
It's a 9.
That'll hit.
Ten. Yeah, 13. Jeez, that's just not right.
Oh, stop being so hoity-toity. Jessica, people are starting to leave. You delayed him for a good long time. You still have half of them paying attention to you, for now.
Because you have boobs.
Because you're reenacting vampire sucking on hot succulent blood. Ivan.
So what should we do now? Should we try to escape through the hatch?
Yeah, sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, that does help.
search his wife for the key. And I start gathering the money.
Alex.
Right,
I bet it's a nice stacks too, so I just...
Unfortunately, they're like in stacks of ones, because that's what they usually steal.
5.
Hit.
Okay, so... Why don't I have a D8?
That's a
plenty.
Good question.
Yeah, like,
why don't you have a D8?
Because your mother.
My mother actually probably does have a D8.
Somewhere. 5.
You will shake him.
Whack!
The cards hate you, but apparently not as much as they hate the random mooks. Alright. Ruta and Tony. Alright. Ruta, wild attack, swing on that guy, because if he leaves there, he misses. Tony searches the body, finds no key, moves to the door.
Notices it's just a bar? Oh.
Yeah.
That's alright.
Jessica.
Did he find anything else on the body?
Yeah.
Okay.
He basically looted him.
Okay, cool.
Which includes his pistol, his bullets, and his saber.
Cool. Okay.
Looting isn't nearly as lucrative in this system as it is in D&D.
That's fine. I still would loot the body, though.
Do anything?
I'll probably start complaining when they're leaving.
Okay.
And shut the door on them.
Okay.
How rude. No, have you guys ever heard of hellhounds?
What?
I'll
help you shove.
Dogs on fire.
I'm helping Ivan.
That was smooth.
And we're back. All right, Ivan. You've scooped up the stacks of money. As I said, they were nice. And I saw passengers counting them.
And the door's open.
Yes, the door's open.
They found the key for the latch.
There is no latch, it's just a bar.
Oh. And I go and remove the bar.
Alright, so Ivan moves over here.
That would be my action, right?
Yep. Move, open bar. Alec on the 2 of spade. Spinny, 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 spinny. And it's a four. Mooks. Jessica, go ahead and give me a persuade check. And some people are kind of going, wait a second, something's got to be going on here.
Never mind, the two mooks certainly don't. And the two lieutenants.
Never mind, those guys are losers. They're obviously not as cool as us.
You guys are going to come over here and start shanking Ruta.
I'm trying to help Ruta.
Three hits because his parry's really low right now. There's 9. 12, he's down.
Damn my loyalty.
You cannot leave him behind.
Thank you, Jessica. I hate you, Jessica.
Wow, that is a low card round. We got a queen, a 3, a 3, a 4, a 5, and a 5. Wow. All right, Jessica, you're basically good. But you're still soaking cards for me, so you're doing your job. NPCs, Ruta needs to roll to stabilize. He is stable, but unconscious. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Do, 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 do. All right, let's get out of here.
I make sure the other two get out of here first.
Me three.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Because technically they're leaving 3 people behind.
1, 2.
Oh four, god, the gang up bonus.
1, 2, 3.
They need it versus you.
That's
not necessarily the hit, but the game.
3.
Harry is set.
This guy is now 5. This guy is now 7. And that guy is now a 6, so 3 hits on you. 9,
shaken
12. 7, 11, that's a second shaken.
I'm wounded.
You gonna take it? Yep, go ahead.
Only had 2. Yep, you're good.
Final guy does 6 and nothing.
That removes my shaken.
Yes,
right?
It absorbs the shaken as well. Ivan on a 4.
Do I hear they're fighting or?
No, not really. Well, go ahead and give me a notice check.
Okay. D6. Got it. 5.
No. Not from a hallway away in a room, too.
I have a what?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Ryan! Everyone else has escaped.
Well,
you can give me a notice check. You're actually in the hallway.
I do get a notice check.
Yeah, you're going to be at a 4. Ivan was basically just in this tiny-ass room.
Okay.
Through a wall. It's basically what he was looking for. And you're looking through an open hallway.
Okay. Notice. D6.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll notice that.
Actually, Ivan, you would have heard that. On a 5?
Then I headed there. I had to work at fighting.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 puts you right where Tony is. You want to run?
No. Knife.
Alright. Throw?
Yep. Throw it at that one.
Okay. A 5 would have made that, sorry.
Already a 4. Got a 4.
Hit.
D6, D4. Got a 7.
Okay. Alright. Now you go, Ryan.
Okay.
You actually do have to walk around the corner. It's a hard corner.
Oh, okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Right there.
And I'll smack. Which one is shaken? Is that one shaken?
Yeah.
Only? Only that one?
Mm-hmm. Yes, only that one.
I'm sorry, but I was able to draw both.
Well, I didn't know if Alec had shaken some.
I haven't gone yet.
Oh. Alec's been shaking a lot.
Hit with a range!
Yeah.
You sure this is a D8?
Yes.
And blood for blood.
Yeah. 15 All right. plus 3.
Alec!
Yeah.
Blood! Blood! Blood!
Five?
Yep.
blood for the blood gun, Alec.
8,
12,
12.
Blood!
This is ridiculous.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow! Okay.
I'm gonna go back to looking through screens.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3. What's going on? Oh! Oh, okay.
Blood, 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 blood!
Americans chant.
Hit with a raise. Cracks his skull open.
Blood!
Yeah.
Ruda is stable. King, he will...
Help!
One last shout. He's going to attempt to hit Alec, shake him, and then run.
So he's got a wild attack on you, which is a 6. That's a 7.
Nope.
1, 2, 3. He leaves your threatened area.
Five.
Hits.
5.
Doesn't shake.
Blood!
Oh my!
Alec, 1, 2, 3, 4. I assume that's what you're doing.
Dude, I was just ran the other way.
Go with the raise. At this point, Jessica, I think your persuasion's no longer gonna be helping.
That's fine. I will attend to Ruda.
12.
Blood!
Splat!
Alec! Oh!
Blood!
I suggest you run.
Blood for the blood god.
What?
Trying to drag Ruda towards the door.
1, 2, 3. Give me a strength check.
Because he is well over your carrying capacity. 4. 460.
Dead. Bitch.
Towards the door.
The other door. Alright, there
closest we go. Exit!
Jessica! Hey, wait a second! Hold on, let me check and see if they're smart enough to realize that you've been seducing them.
No. Those guys aren't. Nope, never mind.
Obviously, she's been tricked by them, too.
It's an ambush! The ninjas are back!
Blood for the ninja god!
Huh?
My turn?
No, Jessica's turn.
Oh. Here,
Alex. Slam the door real fast.
Those are all tabs.
Quick! It's an ambush! Get your weapons!
Alright. They have no complaints about that. Do you draw your pistol while you're
yes.
at it?
Yes.
Get someone to the door for me.
Oh, boy.
Oh, cool.
Four. There's enough bits here to make 6 more tabs?
Fire warriors.
You can open bits. The door?
Yeah, I guess if someone else, if someone six. Is pick, yeah, if someone is picking up.
Yeah, he's dragging him.
Okay.
That's why he
yeah.
said to open the
so
door
I'll
for
open
him.
The door, yeah.
All right. King, you're up first, Alec.
I will move here to allow, she can move past me, but I'll try and keep them from getting out.
All right. Their turn, they all draw their guns.
Oh.
Ryan?
I will...
Take that! Run!
Shut the door when you move out.
The door's already shut.
I will assist.
I slammed it in your face!
Oh, you shut the door? Okay,
yes.
Then never mind. I misheard what happened, so I move out.
All right, fine. Go ahead. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Gonna help
six.
The little woman carry a big
okay.
ass man.
I grab I'm Ruda and carry...
All right, 1, 2, 3, 4.
And Tony's okay?
Tony's fine.
Okay.
Tony's so slippery.
I will hold for Tony.
What little do you know, Tony already started the fire.
Pouring gasoline. Fur rug's gonna suck for you now. Jessica.
I assume he's getting out, so I'm going to go, I guess.
I will position myself next to the door and crouch.
Okay. Ivan, make your escape. Let's see if... Ace. Those three are gone. Everyone else. Tony.
So Tony gets out of the roof.
One. Open. Two.
He's searching to see if there's more loot.
Wait, remember, he's a slimy scum bucket, okay?
I
lit a fire and then it's going to the looting. Jessica, you're basically on hold.
Yeah.
All of them.
I was probably going to circle back around to the top and make sure that if he does, if I don't see him coming out of the roof.
Everyone else is holding. Let's see him. Oh boy. Alright, basically I just need to check and see how many rounds he has before everything catches fire. On the one, alright, the room is on fire.
Oh boy.
He just trapped himself.
Yeah.
Loot, loot, loot.
Why is he looting?
I don't know. He's just grabbing anything that looks valuable. Alright, on a one, on a one.
No.
No. No. Okay. He's not going to run through the fire. That's an agility check.
He's fine. Oh,
thank goodness.
Hooah! So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Seven.
Oh, right. Thank goodness.
Yeah, he's good.
Good. It's really going to open the door.
Yay!
So, after like a couple minutes, you and everyone else who's holding the... You smell smoke.
That's not good.
As everyone flees outside.
Yes.
Ah! It's on fire! It's on fire! Our building's on fire! Alright, congratulations. You guys managed to take down the gang.
And get lots of loot, apparently.
Yep. The two lieutenants survived to make their own gangs. They will come back and haunt you guys like brutal, vicious memories. 7, 9. 9 people in total survived. Everyone else died.
Yep.
By the way, that was really clever luring everyone else away with Tale Teller. That was a good card.
Nice, Jessica.
Yes.
Thank you.
It worked out perfectly.
Okay. You guys run back to the lodge. Surprisingly, no one wounded.
Except Bruta.
Except Bruta.
And technically,
I'm still wounded. But I'm well outside the golden hour now, so I'll let the wound go naturally.
And I do a 10 heal on Bruta.
Yeah, he's fine.
Okay.
All right.
Was I able to gather?
Huh?
How much money was I able to gather?
85 pounds.
I split that with the 6 of us.
And then 116 shillings.
What does that come on times?
Nope, you split 116 shillings.
Shouldn't we figure out how much money was stolen from the landlady first?
She lost 15 pounds.
Give her 20.
165 shillings?
116. All right, so 85 pounds.
So, since 15 of that is hers, 70 remains in our care.
Mm-hmm. If you guys want to split it evenly, there were 7 of you guys. 6 of you guys.
Okay, I was going to say, I divided it by 6. It's 11.66 pounds.
Okay, so how many pounds do we get all?
11 pounds, and then 12 shillings. Yeah. Or 11.6.
All together? Everything?
It's 11.6 pounds, and then 116 divided by 6 is 19.3 shillings.
All right, so basically you guys get...
31 shillings.
Yeah, 31 shillings, which is basically going to equate to 1.55 pounds. So it's going to be 12.55 pounds.
And I now have plus 1 charisma in East End 50% of the time.
Yep. Yeah, you were that guy. Anywho.
But we got... We have 10 minutes, which might be enough time to do what I'm hoping to do. Alright.
I go home and bathe. after healing Ruta and make sure everything's okay.
Wow.
Come tomorrow morning. You guys get a letter from the Von Helsing estate.
Okay.
What's all four of you. You're to meet them there.
And they're all these damn letters. Are they going to make us go after a werewolf again?
To the estate!
We get the same carriage driver from a couple days ago.
Man, that old man, he just wouldn't give up. He just kept screaming wildly like a madman.
He seemed like he was paralyzed with fear.
I like you. We need to recruit him.
You will be our personal carriage driver now.
You guys can do that. I'll come up with some random NPC. Okay.
That I literally said that to him. If he wants to join,
give me a persuasion.
Stuff like that all the time.
Because apparently he loved it. He kept rolling. The old man didn't win one.
If you want to be our personal carriage driver,
10.
Awesome. What are we gonna run from? What are we gonna chase?
Sweet.
Maybe we should tell him what he's getting into first.
We'll let the NPCs deal with that.
We'll let natural selection run its course.
All right.
Sweet. I recruited the cab driver.
Crazy ass cab driver. From a distraction.
Orders are insane.
Yep.
All right.
Travis is actually there waiting for you guys. Says, hey! How you guys doing?
Oh,
how'd the meeting go?
Meeting's already done, and I got done what I needed to. Which,
you keep your job?
No, I don't.
That sucks.
Oh.
Well, that's what I was going and arguing for.
Oh, losing your job? You wanted to?
Yeah. I went and spoke with the bosses here, and I convinced them to transfer East End Lodge to you guys.
Why?
Because you're a lot better at managing this crap than I am.
So, wait, are you just moving yourself to a normal ripper then?
Yeah, I'll happily stick with you guys. But basically, they've been keeping an eye on you. They were there at your fencing tournament.
Oh.
did not sort of
they said something about you guys have incredible party loyalty.
I said I did jump out of the moving carriage to
what happened?
Nothing you need to worry about. Just incredible party loyalty, let's leave it at that.
They said that while they have kind of London and the world kind of, you know, in their sights, they'd like to have a second one set in London because it's one of the great travel hubs. And East End is one of the places that bustles a lot and has a lot of stuff moving around. In addition, that would allow us to be able to move around. If we hear trouble in France, we can launch out while the Von Helsings watch
London.
Or while the Von Helsings are out, we can watch London because there's a lot of activity here. So, congratulations. You guys are now the leaders of the East End Lodge. I'm sure you already know everyone.
Who are you?
Love you too, you. So, congratulations on your promotion. You guys now get to manage this.
You are lazy.
As I said, you guys have done a lot more than I have.
YouTube did call in favors.
Yeah, you guys got that lodge up off the ground. I just salvaged what was left of the first one.
All right, well.
Cool.
Don't worry. We'll take care
of them. Oh, trust me, I'll be there. It's just, you know, honestly, we need to start over. Being above Annie's, while great, we need to actually build from scratch. Build an actual place because, let's face it, the room above Annie's isn't exactly the most spacious.
But the spiders... I suppose we can transfer.
They're also like the youngest members here, besides Tony.
Yeah, well, you guys have about 3 weeks of... I have 3 weeks of seniority on you, if that tells you anything.
Still makes us younger.
It's only 3 weeks, dude.
Because we do it 3 weeks. That could be a lot.
A lot can happen in 3 weeks.
I think he spent most of that 3 weeks recovering from the... reorganizing what was left. We're going to have to start from scratch. You guys will have to find some sort of cover business or something like that. It might not even wind up in East End anymore.
Ethic question, will the upgrades we've gotten for this lodge carry none of the... even though they're resources being paid...
The lodge doesn't carry over. So spontaneously...
No. Annie's pub is really nice.
Yeah, so spontaneously Annie's pub is getting 3 people worth of... So even the convincing of the Lord won't carry over? Basically, I'm giving you guys a new lodge. You guys get to build it in your fashion. You guys get to have your own facilities. You're not... I will allow, Lord Savage to still be a funder, since it's still of that lodge, technically. But all of the stuff that was there technically goes away, and this is something you guys knew was coming for a long time.
If you remember, whenever you used that card, Andre was like, you know, you're not going to keep this lodge.
Yeah, I know. Lord Savage I will allow to continue over, and your contacts.
All of our people.
Yeah, and your contacts. But basically, anything you spent directly on the lodge, which was 2 adventure cards...
Yeah, that I'm willing to accept.
Goes away.
Okay. All right.
But congratulations. You guys are now leaders of a Ripper Lodge.
So, what do you do for fun?
Me? Oh, I play games.
Oh, I like games.
Whoa, no, I mean tabletop game. You know, with dice and stuff. You know, like D&D.
Measure!
Was it something I said?
Sir, I think you should leave.
Psst. Hey, buddy, don't worry. You'll find a Gamer's Haven around the corner.
The Gamer's Haven Podcast at gamershavenpodcast.com.
You've been listening to the Gamer's Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
That's not canon.